Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Orocobre Limited June quarter production update. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Richard Saville, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for attending this conference call. The calls are just to update people on the performance of Olaroz in the last quarter. It was a good quarter. We produced 3,596 tonnes of lithium carbonate, up 28% on the March quarter, and the second highest quarterly production that we've done. Sales were 3,496 tonnes, with a record realised average price of $13,611 per tonne on an FOB basis, which resulted in record quarterly sales of $47.6 million. These financial figures, sales figures, remain subject to final checking. We need to see the bill of lading data, but we believe they're materially correct. And final figures will be available in the full June quarterly report, which will be released prior to the end of July. Unit cost of sales have not been finalised yet, but are expected to be lower than the previous quarter due to the high production. And gross cash margins are expected to be higher than the record March quarter, which was $9,177 a tonne. So that brings us to our yearly performance for the fiscal year. It was a record 12,470 tonnes, up 5% year on year. Sales of 12,080 tonnes, and the average price received for 2018 was a new high of $12,586 a tonne, up 29% on the previous year. Total revenue through the year was a record $152 million, which was up 27% on the previous year, and again subject to confirmation as previously described. So that's all I intend really to say, and happy to open up the floor for questions.
Thank you. Your first question from the phones comes from Andrew Hodge from Macquarie Group. Please go ahead.
Thanks, guys. I just wanted to ask a quick question. David had said at the Q2 results that pricing for H1 was going to be 25% higher. Obviously, quite strong, but I'm just trying to work out that's very marginally below. So I'm just trying to work out, does that mean that you should be sort of getting some of that higher pricing material go forward into Q1 FY19?
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. We're a little bit lower than we would have expected on a preliminary basis as the contracts got delayed due to the dip in production rate. So you're right about the rolling forward into the next quarter.
Okay, great. And just wanted to see, is it too early to be kind of asking for, can you give the same kind of guidance for pricing expectations for first half FY19?
I'd need to follow up with David and others on that. We're at the end of finalising the repricing for this coming half, for those contracts that need to be re-entered into. Better to talk about that at a later time.
Okay. Thanks. That's all I wanted to check.
Thank you. Just a reminder, if you wish to ask a question on the phones, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask a question. If you would like to ask a question via the webcast, please click on the top right-hand corner on the Ask a Question tab. Your next question on the phones comes from Rahul Anand from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for that. Look, I've just joined, so in case something's been already asked, apologies in advance for that. I just heard Andrew asking the pricing question, so thanks for that. In terms of production going forward, any light that you could provide in terms of when we should think about guidance being achieved, or do you think next year is probably the year that this happens, or is it too early still to guide?
We're not providing guidance in this meeting. We're just completing our budgetary process for next year, it's not the appropriate time to be providing guidance. What I can say is that we expect to have a stronger year next year than just this year, we'll consider what kind of guidance we're going to provide around that.
Okay, excellent. And just coming back to, I guess, somewhere connected to pricing, but is the guidance FY18 for the production splits being two-thirds primary, one-thirds battery grade still holding, or has there been a change in that proportion?
No, that's approximately right.
Okay, excellent. That's all from me. Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Tim Hoss from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, Richard. I was just wondering, during this period, have inventory levels held up or have you been drawing inventories down?
No, inventories are in good place at the moment. As I think I mentioned about 3 months ago when we had the last call, how our inventory position was and therefore the profile of the project was very different as we dealt with that difficult weather conditions. That's provided us with the bedrock for strong production in this last quarter, and will see us going forward in a pretty good state into next quarter too.
So it's definitely a strong position to be building from.
Mm.
Excellent. All right, that's it for me.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Peter Arden from Bell Potter Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, Richard. Just a little bit of clarification on the fact that you have had, through the half, lower evaporation rates in the latest quarter. Was that just temperature or was there rainfall? How did that sort of play out?
Well, two different parts. The challenges of weather in the first quarter were fully discussed. Without going into too much detail, I didn't want to be quarter specific in terms of the announcement. But yes, we've had lower evaporation rates into this quarter, not hugely different from average, but driven by cold weather.
Right. Thanks, Richard.
And I think that's what's encouraging, if I can put it that way, is that we're getting good performance production-wise in spite of that.
In spite of it, yep. Good stuff. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Clark Wilkins, and the question is it possible to get more clarity on the production rate through the quarter, and was there higher production in June versus May versus April, etc.?
I'd have to go back to look at the details for each month to be precise, but in a general sense, it's been pretty consistent from month to month. So there's not one month which is particularly higher than the other two.
Your next question is from Reg Spencer, and he has two questions. The first one is details on pricing. Prior pricing guidance for first half 18 was plus 25% versus second half 17. 14,435 per ton, you average 13,572 per ton in first half 18. Any explanation for the miss? Of all the items you would provide guidance on, I would have thought you would have the best visibility on pricing. And the second question is, when will you provide production, price and cost guidance for FY19?
I think I answered that first question already, but I'll do a little bit again and add another point. The first thing is the production rate being less than originally budgeted in the second quarter, even though it was a calendar year quarter, I'm talking about that, 40-year financial quarter, even though it was a strong one, it was less than we expected, and therefore there's been, and the previous quarter too, so there's been some delay in some of that contract pricing. That's pushing it back, as I previously discussed. We've also got stock at Olaroz, which is, according to its dispatches, is higher priced compared to the average. So we've got some minor distortion in the stock side too. The second question was regarding providing guidance. We're finishing our budget process at the moment. That's going to the board shortly. And we'll be seeking approval of the budget. And at that point in time, we'll discuss with board what the appropriate guidance shall be for the coming year. So I'd expecting that to be either in the quarterly report or soon afterwards.
Your next question comes from Eric Waters. His question is, please provide an update on appointment of new CEO.
Okay, the process is advancing. There's been a large candidature list put together, outreach made, and I understand the consultants are in the process of drawing up a long list. So that's the point we're at. Making progress, but it's 3 months in, I would expect that the process will accelerate from now that the long list has been prepared and the intellectual process in terms of scope has been defined.
Your next question is again from Reg Spencer. The question is, when can we expect formal FID on the Stage 2 expansion? Also, what is planned Stage 2 CapEx for 2HCY18?
Sorry, can you just do the last CapEx for which period?
2HCY18.
Okay. We're going through the FID process, Reg, and documentation is coming together. We've described guidance as mid-year. We're in mid-year, and we're reaching the end of that paperwork pulled together part of the process. So I'm not going to give you a date other than that at this point in time. In terms of CapEx, we allowed $40 million for the phase one of stage two. That's the early activity work. That would be completed by October, and then we'd be rolling on to stage two, phase two of the second stage.
Thank you. And if you wish to ask a question again, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. If you would like to ask a question via the webcast, please click on the Ask a Question tab in the top right-hand corner. Your next question comes from the phones from Andrew Hodge, Macquarie Group. Please go ahead.
One follow-up question. I remember before you were saying about term sheets, you received them from the Japanese banks. Just checking to see where that process is for the $27 million subsidy. And then also the debt financing component for phase two, just checking to see where you are with that as well.
The $27 million subsidy has been approved by the Japanese government, and the other supporting project finance aspects there and working capital facilities are being advanced. We've received term sheets from that. That's very much procedural, if I can put it that way. In terms of the expansion of Olaroz, we've received indications from JOCMEC as to their support from the project, and we're working through the paperwork there that's required for them to finalise their offer of guarantee. The offer of guarantee then just triggers the cash to be made available from the related commercial bank. So that's advancing well too, Andrew.
So just thinking about for the end of June 30 numbers then for sort of net debt cash, you would have the $27 million of debt on your balance sheet, but the debt funding component for the phase two is not there yet.
To have it on the balance sheet, I think one would have to have drawn it. I would imagine that it will get... that's where the follow-up call, Andrew.
Okay.
I'm not sure on the mechanisms of how things will appear, come onto balance sheet and disappear off. So probably arrange a call with Neil.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
Richard, it's Andrew here. I don't think that 27 mil will appear on the balance sheet at 30th.
No, I don't think it... I agree with you, Andrew. I'm just wondering what happens in terms of whether it ever appears on the balance sheet or whether it's drawn down in monies as you spend it. I just not sure on the actual mechanisms, Andrew.
Yeah.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Michael Orphanides, and his question is, how do you see the current environment in terms of pricing and demand outlook given the dip in domestic China prices this half? Have there been any changes either way compared to what was seen earlier in the year?
That's a good question, Michael, because there's a lot of noise around the place at the moment. In terms of negotiations for repricing of six-month contracts, it's been an arm wrestle with customers. And what I mean by that is that there's no sense of panic right now in the market. At the same time, there's a sense of anxiety about things other than tomorrow. So that means that it's an arm wrestle then on getting the term settled. What I note is that Chinese pricing has been softer. We see that in the reports from Asian Metals and others. But that is not unusual occurrence to have when there's a period of uncertainty caused by changes in rules on subsidies, and also taking into account that the majority of battery production happens in the second half. So we expect pricing to pick up in the short term, and I'm talking about that spot chart relatively quickly, and that we think some of the positioning that's going on at the moment in terms of rhetoric is aimed at providing a softer environment for negotiation of contracts. So we don't quite see it as obviously as an outsider might to the position. What was the other question? Can you repeat the question, please, Amber?
Have there been any changes either way compared to what was seen earlier in the year?
Well, outside that short-term softening that we've talked about, which is well publicised, no, there hasn't. In terms of negotiations, there is a keenness to finalise contractual arrangements. It's just an arm wrestle on price and terms, general terms. What we do continue to see is significant anxiety about longer-term supply, and there is a nervousness about securing long-term supply into 2019-2021. That hasn't changed at all.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand back for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you for attending the call. We've had a strong quarter, and it's been a good operational performance, and I'm very pleased with the way our people, Olaroz, have been performing. We've had good performance in plant, and we've had good performance in ponds, and our production is a result of good work in both areas. Anyway, thank you for attending, and we'll be talking again at the time of the quarterly report. Thank you.